We are in Siman Tof Nun Dalid, and we are up to Siv Gimel, and that's what we'll be doing today. Says the Machaber, Leka Bizman Hazeh Diyoda Lemichlat, Hilka Cholmin Chalita Oseh. There is Lasisa that we saw was to wet the grain just before grinding it. There's also Chalita. Chalita is to take flour and throw it into boiling water. When you throw it into boiling water, really, because the water is boiling as soon as it fell into it, the boiling will prevent it from fermenting. We're talking about where it's really boiling well. So, the Machaber is saying that even though Mitzar HaDin, it would not be considered chametz, because if the flour is cooked immediately, we say it cannot become chametz. We are afraid that the water wasn't boiling well enough, and therefore the flour did become chametz, and therefore we're not allowed to do it. And we even asu it bahano, we do not allow one to keep such flour or such flour in the house over Pesach. It will asu its taroves like chametz on Pesach, even with a mashu. In the case of a cholish yeshbo sakana, obviously it's going to be mutter, because sakana is docha, the isser of chametz, even though it's bekaris. But as a cholish aimbo sakana, it's also, because we consider this chametz midaraisa. Now, in the case of a non-Jew that is doing this for a Jew for the sake of refuah lechatchila, you should ask him to do it with mei peros. If you do it with mei peros alone, without any water whatsoever, there are rishonim all that it can't become chametz. The Magen Avraham actually is mistopic if we consider it chametz gomer to the extent of asering it b'shehi and b'hanah, but the Mishnah Berurah's maskana seems to be that we will consider it chametz gomer ma'ish.